You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Look at this town. We are back here at Wake Up Tucson, 10:30, The Voice, KVOI trusted local news and talk. And in this next two segments, the next half hour, we're going to discuss the controversy over the curriculum updates to the TUSD.
What curriculum would that be?
That would be the family life curriculum, which includes
it used to be called sex education. But now we have to soften the blow a little bit.
Well, no, there's more to it than that.
Much worse than it used to be.
How extensive or deep or evil or, I'm sorry, comprehensive.
Comprehensive.
This whole program is.
Yeah, the pictures and diagrams and all that stuff.
It starts in early elementary school and goes through high school to the very end. And we're lucky because we're going to have a member of the TUSD governing board, Mark Stegman, live in the studio here as soon as he gets here after dealing with the traffic and the roads and everything else. So,
I want to comment on, Chris just called in and we've found out we were briefed in on his secret mission. And it was actually to see the most powerful person on the face of the globe. And the interesting thing is, a lot of listeners will remember this, but Donald Trump was actually a caller on the show. He was on the air a few years ago live and did a hilarious segment when Joe Higgins was here at the time. And they got Trump at the time, long before he ran for office, they were talking about how lousy a job Sharon Bronson was doing. And Chris asked Trump to say on the air, "Sharon, you're fired. Best engineer in the biz." Right on the tip of your fingers. Very cool. So tune in tomorrow. We're going to be regaled with some stories of Trump actually trying to conquer California. And the hilarious thing is that the mayor of L.A., a lefty, the governor of California, a lefty, all railing about how they didn't want Trump in their state. Well, you know what? I've got an idea.
Wait, come on. Like, they can't tell the president can't
exactly
come to their state? How warped is this world?
I've got a great
how
idea.
Warped?
It's very warped, California being one of the top examples, but there's a great way that California could have the authority to do exactly that. Secede. They were talking about splitting California into two or even three states. No, let's split California into their own country. And you know what? When we're talking about the border wall with Mexico, we can have it take a right turn at Yuma and go up the California coast. So we'll hear a bit more tomorrow from Christy Simone, and we're going to have coming in the studio now is the illustrious, the educational, the member of the TUSD school board, Dr. Mark Stegman.
Welcome to the show, Mark.
I don't recognize those qualifiers.
I'll write them down for you.
Well, we were just telling the audience that we're going to be talking about the family life curriculum at TUSD, and it's fairly controversial for some reason. I can't imagine why. But
family life, that's about which board games to play in the evening.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, call it something that it's not. Yeah, okay.
It used to be a Christian radio family show, life. And now it's
TUSD. It talks about kids' sexual stuff. That's family life in first grade. Come on. Family life in first grade is you read to your kids. Okay, this is not that, right?
Oh, but Ed, this is going to be age appropriate.
Oh, yeah.
As defined
I understand
by
that. I get that.
Well, you know what?
Are you not on the microphone? What
we've been listening to us for long enough. Mark,
I'm listening to the hosts.
Mark, I'm gonna shut up, which I need to do more of, and let you take it away. Fill us in.
Well, what happened on Tuesday was about a bazillion people showed up, and they were getting into, I guess, almost fights out in the courtyard. I wasn't out in the courtyard. And at some point, we had to recess the meeting, and people had to go out there and kind of clear the melee or incipient melee. And the board punted.
Good.
The superintendent said, well, let us work on it for a while. And he had a list of recommendations, and then it'll come back sometime.
So
no hurry.
Basically, they were doing updates to an existing program, and they formed the first citizen committee in 2015, and there's
16, I think. Anyway, whatever.
Well, some people claim they've been working on it since 15, but in any event, and they're all, you could write a book on all the machinations that went on with the membership of the committee and comings and goings and people getting shut out and more people getting added on. But bringing us up to this point, they had a update in place, and as Mark would say, and I think most people agree, it's not ready for prime time. And there's been
Well, the process really wasn't what you would expect to bring it to prime time. We don't normally have a citizen committee write curriculum. Right?
Right.
We might have a citizen committee provide input, but it's very unusual that we would ask a citizen committee to sit down, write curriculum, and then the board just adopts that. So aside from the content, that would have been a strange process. I don't know why anyone would expect by the outcome of that committee, although there were some good people on the committee, but you know, would be the final product.
Right.
Why don't you give us an idea of the way I understand that there are two very controversial aspects or subjects on this. So give us a little more detail on what they're proposing and what the objections are.
Well, there were a lot of people objecting, and they weren't all objecting for the same reasons, and there are a lot of people supporting, and they weren't even all supporting for the same reasons either. So it's a mixed up playing field. I think that one thing that probably causes more angst than any other single thing, or has caused more controversy, or is at the root of more of the controversy, even if it's not named, is the gender concept. And whether it should be in there or not in there, basically.
The gingerbread person.
Well, the gingerbread person.
The gingerbread person is out, but everything that the gingerbread person offers is in.
Well, I'm not sure. No, I think the committee did make some compromises. The committee was, I would say, left skewed based on the appointments. I do believe every single person on the committee, and I've talked with four of the six of them about that results. I think they really were all conscientious and sincere in what they were doing, and I think that a majority of them were trying to reach compromise. And so that's why the gingerbread person came out. And some other stuff came out too. I mean, I really do think there was some compromise that went on. But I think that even what was left in was enough to cause concern, including to me. You know, this is at the high school level, it's 9 hours. I wrote an op-ed and got a few nasty letters back.
It's a good op-ed, by the way. It's available at the Arizona Daily Star. So what was the title of that? Do you recall?
Well, the writer doesn't usually write the title, but I think it was something like the curriculum not ready for prime time or not ready for adoption.
Well, do
like
a search on his name. It'll come up for you.
Yeah, along with the hostile. I always feel when people resort to personal attacks, it's because they've run out of legitimate arguments.
It also means you're over the target.
Well, I guess so.
You're taking flak, right?
I guess so. But yes, so it was really, the high school curriculum is intended to be taught in 9 hours. Well, how much can you teach faithfully in 9 hours? It's very limited. I mean, I've been making college curricula and syllabi for years, and 9 hours, especially in a subject where you're going to have discussion and questions, is very limited. And there's all kinds of stuff in there. Sort of traditional sex ed, which is, you know, not about gender, about family, about relationships. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in there truthfully, that really is not about sex per se. It's about managing relationships, and it's about peer disease issues, which is kind of about sex, but it's really focused on disease. So there's a lot of stuff in there already to cover. And then when you start throwing in this stuff that pulls you into the middle of the culture wars, I don't know how you're going to get do that a good job with that in 9 hours.
Do they,
just to start with.
Do they cover much on same-sex marriage in the curriculum?
No, not. I mean, honest to be fair, they took out most of that stuff in the compromise process, and I don't remember that same-sex marriage per se is in. I'm not even sure the whole concept of marriage is in there. I mean, family life. I mean, you know, Ed. I mean, what does marriage have to do with family life, right?
I'm talking about first graders. I'm not talking about later when you really need to worry about those kind of things. It makes sense.
They compromised. They took it out of the kindergarten curriculum.
Okay.
We're making progress.
Let's be clear. There is not a first grade component to this. It starts in fourth grade.
On that note, let's go ahead and take our break, and we can come back and beat up some more on this.
Wake up, Tucson. Jonathan Hoffman, Party Brenner, Dr. Mark Stegman, CUSD Board and University of Arizona, and Nile Rodgers producing that gang called Chic. It's his birthday today.
We wish we had some of that rain here in Tucson. Maybe this weekend.
This weekend. I'm pretty sure it's coming like Sunday and Monday. So.
That'd be great.
Not yet.
Well, now we're all mellow. And
we're going to get you riled up again.
Here
we're listening to AM 1030, The Voice, and we're here with member of the TUSD School Board, Mark Stegman, and we're discussing family life issues.
Family life curriculum. Specifically.
So we were talking about what happened at the board meeting. So it was wild. It was just sort of nostalgic, kind of like the old Mexican-American studies days. Like the security people running around, people shouting at each other. It was something. And so then...
fights broke out, right?
Lather, rinse, repeat.
I don't think really fights broke out. I think there was a little pushing and shoving. From what I heard, I'd say, I'm inside. Really? This was happening
pushing
outside.
And shoving, but, adults, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And so the superintendent made a list of recommendations, which was basically a device to allow the board to punt. So the board sort of said, oh, okay. We didn't even vote on it. I don't know how that would have gone exactly, but it basically gave the board an out. And I didn't know going into the meeting what was going to happen, but Adelita Grijalva did a classic artful U-turn.
Really?
That I think is basically what...
Great. Anytime you can get anybody on the left to do a U-turn?
Oh, no, she's very good at it when she does it.
when it suits her.
It's adroit. It's masterful.
So. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. We had to turn that into a YouTube clip so we can watch the technique. Tell you what, I've been following this to a pretty good degree. And a couple of things that really bother me, but one I'd like you to comment on. And reading the materials, they have literally, you know, they say they're going to emphasize abstinence to some degree, but it's a subterfuge because they have literally redefined abstinence to mean anything that they want it to mean.
They're surely not the first.
Okay, well, I'll take that as a yes, they did. But that's a pretty frightening prospect. You can, essentially, they've redefined it. If you read the materials, you can engage in any kind of sexual activity as long as you leave out one type of sexual activity and take your pick. There are many. And they define that as abstinence since you are being abstinent from that activity.
They do.
And if that doesn't rile you up, the next time they bring this up, anybody that's riled up over that, go down to the TUSD meeting and make them punt again.
Well, they do say that they are willing to stipulate that abstinence is the only 100% effective technique for avoiding pregnancy and disease.
But then when you redefined it, as anything you want it to be, a lot of that emphasis is lost.
Well, they make that claim, so...
One of the superintendent's recommendations, there were about seven, was to increase the focus on abstinence. Although I don't remember that it included clarifying the definition of abstinence, which I think would probably be a good idea.
Thank you. All right. It's in your court. What are some of... What's that?
I mean, it should be at least be clear what you're talking about. I mean, you can define it how you want, but at least you ought to explain exactly what you're talking about.
What are some of the other seven?
Oh, I wish I wish I'd brought that sheet. But one of it is more parent training, more disclosure to parents what's going on. Little classes that the parents could come to and sort of see what the students were going to get. So that's a good idea. Professional development for the teachers, because with something like this, a lot of teachers are going to be in territory unfamiliar to them. I'd have to get it out. I don't remember what all the other ones were.
That's fine. You're hitting some high notes.
Well, one of them was just sending, I mean, just the general concept of sending it back to staff for some revision and clarification, but I'd have to get it out. But it was mostly sensible stuff, and it was mostly sort of, a way to punt the issue for now.
And what bothers me about this thing is that it is so huge. I mean, it's an incredibly huge program that starts in elementary school and goes through high school. And it's not as if they're kind of having this elective aside where they're going to give you a little coaching on family life and sex ed. It's like they're supplanting the parental role, in my opinion.
Well, one of the big issues has been the role of this opt-out provision. And so the people who are...
Well, by law, you have to opt in. Is that correct?
I mean, opt in.
Yeah.
I should be more precise. So by law in this state, a parent has to opt into a sex education program. And one of the things that the advocates were saying, well, the family doesn't like it. They don't have to opt in, which is true. I mean, that certainly affects how I think about the issue. If we did not have that rule, then I would have a different opinion about what's acceptable. I think
sure.
The fact that you have to have opt-in is important. But on the other hand, it can't just be an excuse to do anything.
Right.
Because for one thing, a parent that doesn't opt in, their student, might suffer a social penalty for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I that can be an awkward thing, especially for younger students, I think. And they're missing the whole curriculum. And there's some stuff in there that I think almost anybody would think was reasonable, like managing relationships and just the pure disease medical component. I think most people would say that makes sense to be in there. But if you make the curriculum such that a lot of parents don't want to opt in because of gender, then their child's going to miss that whole thing, including stuff the family might not even object to.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
true.
That's why I think... I'm running over time.
We're coming up on the break. You know what? I'd like to have you for maybe a minute or two after the break. We've got Arizona Originals scheduled, but we'll go to break now and come back with Mark Stegeman of TUSD. You're listening to Wake Up Tucson, KVOI The Voice.
Let it breathe a little. welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. This is Barney Brenner and Jonathan Hoffman sitting in for Christy Simone. We're here with Mark Stegeman from TUSD School Board and talking about the sex education curriculum that they're trying to introduce. It was punted, thank goodness. I bet you there's a lot of people happy. But I want to throw a couple things out for you, Mark, and have you comment. There are a couple of things I'd like. I don't care what else is in. Well, I do, but regardless of what else is in the curriculum, I would like to see two points made very, very clearly. And with the juggling of the definition of abstinence, I would just like a statement that said, regardless of how you define the word, the only way to avoid getting a sexually transmitted disease, to avoid getting pregnant or being the father of a new pregnancy, and thus the only way to not ruin your lives,
or even the mother,
or the mother being father or mother, the only way not to ruin your lives over this is simply not to be intimate with someone else. That's one point I want to make. That's my definition.
And I think that's
of abstinence.
In there.
Okay, well, clear. You know, they'd be very good at adjusting what they actually feed you. And the other point is that, and you and I have talked about this, but we have a change in the understanding of gender and the understanding of marriage. And in the entire human history of 6, 10, or 100,000 years of human history, these concepts have been introduced only in the last few. It is brand new, an attempt to redefine what's been clearly understood through all of humanity. So,
well, actually, gender is linguistics.
It used to be linguistics, and well, we used the word
mind,
sex.
In my antiquated mind, gender, when
it's
I heard gender,
grammatical term.
It's still about linguistics.
It had to do with the gender of a word.
It was grammatical terms for modifying pronouns. It was correlated to sex. Eventually, it stopped being correlated to sex. Eventually, it left grammar altogether and became some undefined entity floating around, which doesn't last long in today's world, because that entity got redefined and turned into this bizarre concept of not only are there an infinite number of genders, because it's on this linear continuum.
Well, remember when we used to talk about gender was at best male and female and maybe neutral or neuter.
Well, in linguistics,
In linguistics.
Absolutely.
So listen, I'll give him that.
In English, most of it's neuter.
Yeah. So, but we'll give him that. But I want it clear that, you know, regardless of how you term it, not doing it, not engaging it, is the only way to stay safe and not ruin your life. And then this is all brand new. Take it away, Mr. Stegman.
Well, I think I should clear out and let your...
You go ahead. We're going to take him. We're going to make this a short segment. We're going to bring him in, and they're going to go to the end of the show.
Oh, well, are you saying, do I agree?
Okay.
I mean, I'm not really so much worried about a term, gender. You could use any other term. What bothers me is... in a curriculum that has a lot of stuff that's good and generally uncontroversial, a lot of the votes that the committee took on parts of this curriculum were unanimous. There was no dissent in the end. And so you've got a few days to cover all this stuff, which is mostly uncontroversial. And why go out of your way to bring in something which is an absolutely culture wars topic, regardless how you feel about it? And I don't think as a school district, that's really, and that's what I said in the op-ed in part, I don't think that's really where we want to be. I don't think you want to marginalize students, so I think I agree with the idea of changing the curriculum to say different people are different and everyone's okay, and we're not telling anyone that they're a bad person. At least that's my viewpoint. I really don't think that's our job as educators, but to then stop there. You know, and say, you know, it's a big world out there, and people have lots of different feelings about things, and that's just how it is. And we welcome everybody into our educational system and into our world. That's how I feel about it. But then to like delve into it sort of in a semi-academic way and talk, you know, sort of start teaching a gender studies course, that's beyond where we need to go.
Yes, you ask, why are they doing it? To me, this is generated by leftist effort, and they will never say enough is enough. They're always pushing for more. So, Mark, we really appreciate you coming in, not just phoning it in, but coming in, taking the time with us. So, of course, you are welcome back. Anytime there's a new development in this or anything to do with the education of our kids.
Well, there's a lot. What's interesting is that there's a lot out there going on in TUSD that's not about this, but these particular topics, which are not actually the most important thing we're doing, end up consuming all the media oxygen.
Yeah.
And that's too bad in itself.
Yes, it is. We're hurting our kids in the process.
Well, thanks again, Mark. I appreciate you taking the time.
All right.
Anytime I can see Ed is time well spent.
There you go.
And I can see the back of your head. There you are. Good morning. Thank you, guys. Coming up from the Arizona Originals, George Miguel is going to be picking and a-grinning with us and talking to us next. Wake up, Tucson, 1030 The Voice.
Ever since I saw you one moonlit night, I trace the hours till I'm in your sight. Oh, tonight, everything is all right.
George, yes, sir. Man, everybody just, their eyes just popped out when you started singing, dude.
We've got a special treat for you here in studio, live. We're not just phoning it in or having pre-recorded.
This is not Facebook. This is the real deal. It's not YouTube, yeah.
This is Arizona Originals, and this was a nice surprise for me. We have George Miguel.
Yes.
Who I haven't seen in years and years.
Yeah, we used to hang out a little bit back in the day.
And
Where is that? Really? Can you tell? Yeah,
politically.
Politically?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
And also semi-politically, we have Camille Katsaros. And I used to have great discussions with her brother-in-law, Pa. So nice to see you both.
Nice to see you too.
These are members of Arizona Originals, and we need to get Camille a headset. So there's probably another one lurking around.
It's okay.
Here.
Keep going.
Give us a little.
You guys can hear each other.
Yeah, so you're from Tucson, went to California.
Oh, yeah. I was born in Tucson, born at St. Joseph's Hospital, and then was out in California for about 10 years, and that's where I started working more seriously on music. And my first record was produced by Dwight Yoakam's longtime producer, Pete Anderson. We did it at his studio in Glendale, and that's my album, California. And you can listen to all these on Spotify and Apple Music. I'm on both platforms. I'm on YouTube. And it's George Miguel, M-I-G-U-E-L.
Nice. I tell you what, as soon as you start singing, like Ed said, everybody was blown away. So nice. And Camille, give us a little history of you and your connection with Arizona Originals.
Sure. I'm new to the Arizona Originals, but I'm not new to Arizona. I was born in Phoenix. My maiden name is Shattuck, Camille Shattuck Katsaros. I'm an attorney here in Tucson, and I've known George since college. So we used to sing for fun, just for fun. He moved back, and one day we were like just kind of hanging out singing, and he said, "Hey, you want to sing a little bit with me?" And so sometimes I back him up occasionally.
Yeah.
Nice. And relation to John Shattuck?
He's my uncle.
Gotcha. Very cool. A lot of political connections here.
A lot of connections.
So yeah. Tell us a little more about, we've got two albums here, two CDs, one.
Yeah, the newest one is an EP that's called Baby, and I wrote that in California and released it after I moved back to Arizona, and that's got about 5 songs on it. All these songs are my songs. There's only one cover song on Baby, and that's Against the Wind, which is the Bob Seger song, which I really like. So, but all the rest are my own original songs that I've written, and I'm going to be releasing some new stuff next year, too. So
nice.
Yeah.
Where are your performances?
Every third Wednesday, I'm at the Horseshoe Grill on East Broadway, and we're going to be at the Street Fair in December. And we're also going to be at the Arizona Originals. Camille, do you know what date that is off the top of your head?
It's going to be December 8th.
December 8th.
Holiday party.
It's the holiday hootenanny. So we're excited to be playing that this year.
Nice. And that's my wife's birthday.
Oh, great. Cool. Hope you can come out.
Very good. We'll make it a point to do that. So you're, rather than listening to us yak.
Sure.
Give us another example of what's on one of your albums.
Happy to do it. This is the title track off of Baby.
Take it away.
Oh, I'm leaving here in the morning, and I won't be back for some time. I'm going far away. Over that mountain, I'm gonna learn how to fly. Oh, and baby, you driving me crazy. I don't know if I'll survive. Baby, won't be a maybe. How can we survive? Oh, baby.
So there's a little taste from the the new EP.
So where did you record? Where did you record that?
The EP was recorded in L.A. at Route 66 Recording Studios.
Ooh.
And the board on it was kind of cool. It was originally Bob Dylan's board out in a recording studio out in Malibu. And they had saved it from that recording studio and brought it in, and that's what we used to record the record.
Sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
It was great.
So did you use California artists for backup and stuff like that, studio musicians? How's that go?
Yeah, all my the first record...
Bring a friend with you or anything?
The first record, Pete produced it all, and so there's some pretty big names on there, people that have played on a lot of California country like Saron Evans and also Mark Chestnut record, and so a lot of big names were on that. And then the second record, the EP, was really my band, my live band. Yeah, so I brought them all in, and we recorded it old school, kind of, in about 3 hours one night. And I did some touch-ups and things like that. But the majority of the record was recorded old school, 3 hours in a session.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. And Camille, are you performing solo or just backup, or what's
backup?
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Oh, she sings a few too.
I have a few solos.
Yeah. Okay. You're too modest. Okay, we've got two solo otters here. Come on, don't be bashful about playing up what you're doing as well.
You know, music is something I've always been excited about. I played the piano for a long time as a young person. I took classical voice lessons as a young person.
Nice.
And then. Funny story, when I was in law school, we had a law school talent show, and I said, hey, George, would you play guitar for me at my law school talent show?
Yeah.
Talent show? At O'Malley's, May of 2000. Mm-hmm. And I sang, I don't know, what, three or four songs, and he sang a couple songs, and it was a really fun night. I didn't sing again in public. I didn't sing to anyone except for my babies, who are now 15 and almost 12, until May of 2019, after George and I started singing a little bit together, and I sang backup at his show at the Horseshoe back in May, and I've been doing a little bit of backup singing and a few solo songs along with George Miguel all summer.
That's great.
Nice. Well, we can't let you get out of here without giving us an example.
Oh, wow.
Maybe have to do some harmony or something?
If you don't mind.
You want to do a little harmony?
We have two beautiful voices in here, so go for it.
We're going to do one of my songs that's off of California called American Freedom. You want to do that? All right. Got a hammer down on a dead-end road. One on the gas, one on the go. And I'm calling your name out loud at every stop. It's a little tough being on your own. I knock one back, take one for the road, and I yell your name before I go. Oh, oh, American freedom. Living life out on the edge. And oh, gonna ride it as long as it'll last. Oh, oh, American freedom. Living life out on the edge. Oh, I love my freedom. And I'm gonna ride it as long. It'll last.
All right. Give him a hand. Come on.
All right.
Studio audience here. Yeah, yeah. I bet you guys never thought you'd sing on AM radio ever in your life, huh?
Never.
That's
there you go.
That's
never.
What I want.
Great. Well, we've got
a hit now.
A little bit of history. Ed, what are we doing? Are we do we have any breaks?
No, we're about going to wrap here. So the so Arizona Originals, go to their Facebook. I guess that's the easiest way, and it's Arizona Originals.
Yep.
And you'll find out everything else that's going on with all the other bands that are Arizona Originals too. But the big one is in December, their next showcase with you know 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 acts at the Maverick. So you want to get a table?
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. It's really going to be great,
right? Yeah. This is a show. Showcases the best of the best, so it's really good. It's 6 o'clock it starts and it goes all night, so
we're gonna have a great time out there. And you can check me out on my website georgemiguel.com or Apple or iTunes.
Okay, and if you go to your website, you'll have links to the songs and all that stuff.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Okay.
And that December event is December 8th?
December 8th,
December 8th at the Maverick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's going to be a great time.
All right. And you guys will probably keep busy before until
Oh,
then.
Sure. Absolutely. I think they're going to be promoting it up until then, so everyone come out. It's going to be a great time.
All right.
Okay. George, this is now your career. Are you doing anything else on the...
Oh, a little bit of public relations, a little bit of politics, too. But this is what I do most of the time. So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Yeah. Would you like to hear one more as we go out?
Sure. Absolutely.
Would you?
All right.
Oh, all my life. Oh, I've been thinking. I've been working. Toward my dream. Oh, but sometimes life, oh, it goes through phases. Oh, it goes through stages. Make us see. Oh, and every time I climb, oh, and every time, oh, I believe, I said every time, oh, I climb, I said every time, oh, I believe.
Nice.
All right, thank you.
We're here with George Miguel, his CD, California. And is this new CD, Baby, is that available for...
Yeah, those are both on... they're for purchase on my website, and you can go to Apple to listen to free or Spotify to listen to it for free. They're both up there.
Very good.
Yeah.
Ed, you're the music historic DJ guy. I know you want to jump in here a little bit.
It's okay. Yep. No, we thank you guys for coming on in, waking up and trying to sing at the crack of dawn. So
happy to do it. Happy to do it.
Appreciate it. We'll do it again. Chris DeSimone is back with us tomorrow. We found out what his secret mission was. And then he was meeting with the President of the United States is what he was doing yesterday. Him and a lot of other people, of course.
He had lunch.
Yeah. And speaking of lunch, how about Rocco's tomorrow morning, our Food Friday. Ed Ackerley running independent, running for mayor of Tucson in the November election, which is just coming like a steam engine, man. It's coming really fast.
Yeah, about 6 weeks away. If you're in the city, tell your friends we need a good showing. Oh, we need an independent mayor, independent of the garbage politics that have gone on here for too long.
Not even politics. It's independent. How about that, folks, for a change? So can you get behind that? Thanks to Ryan Larson, crazy, our unpaid intern for sports from Utah. He is good. We covered more than you could imagine. Ron Arenas fixed our cooling and heating for us from Pitcher Rocks. Schweikert. On the phone from the swamp.
Just trying to
get something done, man, is impossible in D.C. But it's always good to hear from Congressman Schweikert. Been calling us every Thursday for a long
time.
And we do appreciate that.
And stay tuned for Zach Yenser, Creative City Shows, and Bill Buckmaster coming on a little later on, and then Steve Rivera.
So, Barney, where are you going to be?
Where am I going to be?
Where are you performing next?
My next performance is going to be in a barber chair.
Okay.
I'll bring my guitar. I'll stand next to him.
Oh, nice.
There you go. And Jonathan, next time you're in with an article in the...
This Sunday.
This week?
Yep.
Do we know what the article is then?
Yes, it's about our 8 o'clock topic. I talked with Dr. Stegman and did some research and gave my opinion on this whole family life curriculum mess.
Okay, so that'll be in the Star this
Star
Sunday.
Star this Sunday.
Look for Jonathan Hoffman, all right? You guys have a great day. Thank you for being with us and filling in.
Thanks for Chris for letting us in.